Lisbon, situated on the banks of the River Tagus, is regarded as one of Europe's most beautiful cities. With its tree-lined avenues, elegant squares, and numerous places of interest, Lisbon is a popular attraction, providing the sophistication of a capital city for timesharers at Quinta de Marinha. The Portuguese capital is truly a city of contrasts, where you'll find a combination of new and old, with fashionable shopping areas, fine restaurants and night spots. It's pretty simple, really. Either you want to drink the best gin, or you don't. Bombay Sapphire, gin only better. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson lived at 221B Baker Street between 1881 to 1904, according to the stories written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The famous first floor study overlooking Baker Street is still faithfully maintained as it was kept in Victorian times. Step back in time, and when you visit London, remember to visit the world's most famous address, 221B Baker Street. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. Some people think they're so cool, don't they? No matter what happens, they never seem to get excited. Well, here's a simple test you can try on even your coolest mates. Tell him the new Renault Megane Elise comes with air conditioning, an electric sunroof, power steering, ABS brakes, body-coloured bumpers, front fog lamps, and stereo controls by the steering wheel. Then tell him you can get a Megane Elise for just $12,995. If they're still cool after that, try checking for a pulse. When Stuart Edward White, an American hunter, set out from Nairobi, pushing south, he recorded, "We walked for miles over burnt-out country. Then I saw the green trees of the river. Walked 2 miles more and found myself in paradise." He had found Serengeti. In the year since White's excursion under the high noble arc of the cloudless African sky, Serengeti has come to symbolise paradise to many of us. The Maasai who had grazed their cattle on the vast grassy plains for millennia had always thought so. To them, it was Serengeti, the place where the land moves on forever.